Well, I hope he's found you. And if he had, I'm sure you're glad. If you're saved today, you ought to be happy. If you're not saved, you ought to get saved. I want to announce that God's here today. I don't think a lot of these youngins, a lot of folks knew it. I don't think they knew it. They'd come in talking and carrying on like, you know. But even if a governor had come down here today, you'd have been quiet. And the president, whether you like him or don't like him, if he come in here, you wouldn't be hollering, laughing, talking, and carrying on. Well, God's bigger than all of them. So when you come to church, you ought to sit down and listen, find out if God might be around. And if he is, you ought to rejoice in that and to keep your mouth shut about other stuff. You pray for Parks and Opal Boland, Bertie K. Wood, Jeanette Great Beal, Stuart Eisenhower's parents, Blanche and Joe and Blanche Bell, Joe Altenhauser's dad, Sister Green's grandmother. Paul Minton will have his eyes operated on again tomorrow, and you pray for him. And I'm glad to see all of you today. I appreciate you being here. If you're visiting, I'm glad you're here. And we got Daryl and Tina with their new baby. Stand up. Stand up, Tina, and let them know who I'm talking about. I know it's all right. Boy, they're getting a lot of babies in this country. Ain't there a lot of pretty ones going to Brookside? I think all the pretty ones are born down here. I mean, I don't wonder about the rest of them because I ain't seen them, you know. I've seen all the pretty ones. They're down here. Well, I appreciate you being here today. Ursa, come on, we'll receive the offering. We got a camp meeting coming up Thursday and Friday, the last Thursday and the last Friday. Just 2 days, or a day and a half of it. Are you listening? Day and a half, last Thursday in this month, which is Thursday week, and week from Thursday. And you be here if you can. I believe the Lord will bless you. We got a bunch of preachers coming. So I want you to pray about it. I want you to pray this morning. If you're lost here, I hope you'll get saved. If you're saved, I hope you'll find out that God loves you. And Brother Sam, you pray for us.
Our Heavenly Father,
we
come tonight, this morning, dear God, we thank you for loving old sinners.
Yes,
Father, we bow. I thank you for loving the world enough that you gave your only begotten Son.
Amen.
Our Father, yet he's hung between
the earth
and the sin debt of the world. Our Father, Lord God, help us keep our eyes upon him. Help us adore him. Help us to worship him tonight. I'm glad that he's here to be another sacrifice.
Amen.
I'm glad our Father, Lord God, when you're Lord God, it wasn't something that come out of the world. Amen. But our Father, that peace,
amen,
that passeth all understanding, that joy, amen, our Father, amen, Lord God, thank you, Father. Can't buy it. I'm glad it's free this morning. I'm glad, God, the salvation is free. Father, now just move today. What a day to worship. What a day to come together. Lord God, and help us to be in one mind and one accord. Lord God, now, Father, have your way. Save the lost. Father, one, you're lost. Lord, I pray for them. I bring them to you. Lord, and I pray for them call this morning, dear God. I pray, Father, to have your way with them.
Oh,
and you go,
God,
for the operation of the eye. Lord, you guide the doctor's hands.
Yes, yeah, Lord.
Heavenly Father. Yes. Lord, God, and let him see.
Lord,
Father,
Jesus,
would you do that? Our Father, God, yes, I pray the church. We'll pray for him. Lord, God. Yes. Oh, God.
Amen. Bless him. Hallelujah.
Lord, you're looking at us. Lord, you've got your eyes upon the place.
God,
this morning.
Lord, Jesus.
Lord, God,
in
this way. Come on down, God. Oh, our Father, be among us, God, and help us. Lord, God, that we worship and adore you today.
Amen.
Father, bless the pastor. Touch him. Lord, him this morning, dear God. Let him with the Holy Spirit. Let him make easy for us to preach. Lord God,
amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
We have a place to come and worship.
Amen.
Father, now this do today, we'll thank you. Told me he'd stick to me closer than a brother, so I mean, I have that, but I don't have that.
Yeah.
Don't you know I love both of them? Can we just kneel down and pray and sing whatever?
Kneel down and pray. Everybody pray.
Amen.
If you're lost today, you need to come down here and get your eyes open. While I pray, go ahead.
Oh, God.
Go ahead, pray. keep your head bowed. And while they're praying, I was thinking, you that are lost today, the God of this world has blinded your mind, and you're going to hell without Jesus if you don't know him. And if the God of this world has blinded your mind and you can't hear the glorious gospel of Jesus, or if you have heard it and the devil still blinded you, and you need to get saved, you need to come down here and bow with these fellows. We don't have to sing. We don't have to have meeting. We don't have to have nothing. But if you're lost today without God, you ought to make your way down here. Anybody? Anybody back here want us to pray for you? You're lost and you know it. Nobody's looking. Would you raise your hand and just, I'm not coming back. I'm not having anybody else talk to you. Just want to see if you want me to pray for you. Anybody before we pray? God bless you. Somebody else. God bless you. Somebody else. Raise your hand right quick and let me see it. If you know you're going to hell, you want me to pray for you. Anybody else? Last time. Our Heavenly Father, while we close this out, I thank you for what you're doing and what you've done. I pray to continue to move in this place today. Have your way and save sinners. These that raised their hand, convict them of their sins so bad they can't stand it. Ones that didn't raise their hand, do the same for them. And God, help us to be thankful for what you're going to do. And bless these young men and give them their sight if it's your will to do so, and I believe you can. And watch Paul as he's operated on tomorrow. Be with him, Lord, and give him strength. Give him grace in Jesus' lovely name. Amen.
Amen.
too. Let's meet by the river.
Oh, blessed Lamb forever.
We'll help on the chorus.
Thank you. said, it's all an illusion, they say. For a man to declare that he knows he got saved. But brother, I got it that way. Church of our choice and start right into work from that day. Some mothers I know sign their name on a card, but brother, I didn't get it that way. And they say it's unscriptural to kneel at a bench at an old-fashioned altar to pray. I have only one argument, brother, for that. I got it that way. I got it that way, hallelujah. And still I possess it today. Some people may doubt when the victory I shout, but I got it that way.
Bye. that lives about us says to that old lighthouse town, the big ships don't sail this way anymore. There's no use of it standing round. Then my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I saw the light was a light from that old lighthouse that stands there on the hill.
And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him, for Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin He has shone the light around me that I might clearly see.
All right, you boys, come on. Get ready. Sing us one. I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate what He's done, what He's doing today. And if you'll just let Him, He'll keep on doing it. He's more interested in you than you are in what He can do for you. You pray for these boys as they sing that God will help them. And God will use them to His glory. We got a lot of things to be thankful for. I appreciate all of you being here today, and I hope you'll keep on coming. I hope the house will get filled and running over. We can't have to bring chairs and put it on the side. You pray for them. Come on. Bill's not here. They can sing it out, Bill. I forgot about it.
Ricky's asked me to sing his song a couple times whenever Paul's in here. I love to sing with him, and he's just got a good spirit on him to sing. Called Before the Blood. I had no one to blame. How I longed to hide my face. I was so ashamed. For all the wrongs that I had done, and I knew I had to pay. I was bound to face hell's flames, I'd be there today. My friends, but for the blood, but for the blood shed on Calvary's tree. So low, you know the devil lets me know I'm so undeserving. I'm unworthy of God's love. And oh yes, I know it's true. But here I am with the chosen few I stand today. Yes, I'm saved just by the blood, but for the blood shed on Calvary's tree. But for the blood, there'll be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness is filthy rags, and it's all I'd ever be. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free. But for the blood shed on Calvary's tree. But for the blood, there'd be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness is filthy rags, and it's all I'd ever be. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free.
Appreciate that, and he's good to you too, if you just knew it. If you have your Bibles today, turn with me in John chapter 14. John chapter 14. And we'll begin at verse 16. And this is Jesus talking to his disciples. And he said to him, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, and he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Now, I want to talk to you about these verses today, if you haven't down through here. But first of all, I want you to remember I'm talking about the Comforter. And I got somebody to run it off of the old dictionary and tell me what it means. This is what a comforter is. And it sure is different from most preaching I listen to.
Amen.
The Bible says, the dictionary says, it's to strengthen. It's a light excellent in comfort. The spirit of men to comfort your hearts. That's in Genesis. Let me get the real meaning of it. Relief from pain. That's what it's here for. Ease, rest, moderate, pleasure after pain, cool our distress, uneasiness of the body. The word signifies properly new strength. I mean, all of these things, it relieves from distress of mind to ease the quiet it experiences when agitation or affliction causes. It implies also some degrees of positive admonition of the spirit or some pleasurable, sensible, derived from hope, agreeable, and so on down the line. What I'm trying to say, he ain't never come down here to jump on you. He ain't never come down here to tell you how sorry you are. Now, he done that to the world. He said he'll condemn the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. But when you get saved, he's a comforter. Now, before you get saved, he reproves the world. He's a reprover before you get saved. And then after you get saved, he's the comforter. Now, did you ever hear of anybody telling you after you got saved that all of your troubles and trials, you had somebody to look after and take care of you? I mean, he's the mother of us. Now, what do you say? I don't believe that. Well, I mean, he birthed us into the family of God. I mean, if you were born again, you got to have somebody to be born of. And he got born into the family of God by the Spirit of God. Then he baptized you into the body of Christ. I mean, that's how you got in there. He put you in there. I mean, you talk about little babies and you talk about baby baptism. That's the only one that can do it, honey. I mean, he does that. Now, don't get hung up right there on all that stuff. But I want to tell you that the Holy Ghost is down here to help you. I mean, let's just say he's a mother of us all. And let's say the Holy Ghost is a mother. Then the Father is the Father and the brother. Jesus is our elder brother. I mean, he really is. Because he is born to the same Holy Ghost that I got born of. And that made us brothers anyhow, whether you like it or don't like it. Got the same father, got the same mother, and bless God, I'm a child of God. I got going there to Jesus. So when I get down and out, listen, when you get down and out, when the world's oppressing you, I mean, have you ever seen a little youngin' get hurt? And here comes a mother. I mean, she don't get down there and say, bless God, I told you not to get on that bicycle, if she's a real one. She'll get down there and he's knocked out and he don't hardly know where he's at, crying and squalling and bawling and wanting to die. And she said, now, honey, just be careful. Just wait, your mommy's here. And your daddy's here. And your brother's here. Oh, brother told me not to do it, but he's here. And he died for you, son. He done took your place. I mean, that's what God done. Well, you understand what I'm preaching tonight? God done exactly what I'm saying. And the Holy Ghost is doing exactly what I'm telling you. I mean, somebody come by and gets hurt. Devil runs over you with a tricycle or a bicycle or automobile. And the devil will tell you, quick as you fall to the ground, you sin. You sin. Well, that wasn't so. I mean, it might have been so, but you sinned anyhow. I mean, you still got sin in you. I mean, your body's full of it. It's sin that makes you do what you do. But thank God the Holy Ghost don't say nothing about your sin, because you got saved. You've done been liberated. You done been set free. So what he's down here to do is comfort you. Now, is that what Jesus said? He said, I'll send you another comforter. And when he's come, he'll abide with you forever. And he'll get right down there and say, now, honey, I know you done it. I know what you done. I saw you do it. But I'm down here to help you. I'm not down here to hurt you. Oh, you say, you're trying to get folks to sin. No, I'm just trying to tell them they got some help if they do. I'm just trying to tell them they got somebody named the Holy Ghost that's down here to try to encourage them, while somebody's beating them over the head, while some preacher is telling them this is what God will do to you. Well, let me tell you, God the Holy Ghost is just as much God as God the Father, and as much God as God the Son. And if God the Holy Ghost don't kill you, God the Father ain't going to kill you, and God the Son ain't going to kill you, and you ain't going to die, because he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Though it was dead, yet shall he live. Oh, but I'll tell you, you're just ready and ripe for a good killing. I don't know how many times they think a man can die. I mean, these fellas say, God will kill you. And the next time, God will kill you. And the next time, God will kill you. How many times can a man get killed here? It don't even make good sense. It don't make no sense at all. I mean, you're alive. And I preached this last Sunday. He come that you might have life. And my Lord God, if he come you might have life, why does he want to kill you? I mean, I'm talking to saved people. I'm talking to hurting people out there. I'm talking to somebody that's about ready to kill yourself because some stupid preacher has told you that the only way out is God just kill you. Well, honey, just get down there and start crying and start saying, God, I'm just a hurting so bad, I don't know what to do. And the first thing you know, there'll be a Holy Ghost come by and say, I'm here, honey. Don't worry, your mommy's here, your daddy's here, your brother's here, and the whole family's here. We're all here. The whole heavenly host is here with you. Great God Almighty, we got a God. Oh, they say God is so good. Ain't he good? You say, well, my mama never done that to me. Well, I know, but she wasn't God. I'm talking about a Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about the Holy Comforter. And then I hear these fellas say, well, he'll heal you. He'll heal you if you get hurt. Bless God, he'll heal you if you get hurt. But he'll not only heal you, but they'll say in the same breath, but he'll kill you if he don't give you money. So they give themselves away. They're lying. They know, you know that they're after your money. And God ain't no kill nobody. He told El Sapphire and Ananias why, he said, you had it, it's yours. Peter did, preacher did. Now, preacher didn't kill him. I don't know what they died from. But Sapphire and Ananias come up here. One of them come out and said, yeah, we give it all. We sold it all and give it all. They kept back some. Peter said, why did Satan put in your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, the one that come there to help you? Now, he said, that's your money all the time. You didn't have to give it. Keep it. God don't need it. By God, he ain't dead. Amen. God ain't broke. Amen. And when Y2K, whatever it is that, I never can say it. When the year 2000 comes, I can say that. When that comes and everybody's saying, boy, we better, I know we better. I think you ought to get ready for it. in case it does come. It is a coming. There's thousands coming, whether you're ready or not ready. It's coming. Whether you got anything to eat or you ain't got nothing to eat. I've heard them say on the TV, boy, we're going to be in bad shape. I mean, everybody's going to be coming to the church to get help. Well, thank God. I mean, that's the only place they could ever get it before is the real church. They couldn't get it in the world. Maybe God will drive them in here. You say, well, we ain't got nothing to feed them. Elijah didn't have nothing. The disciples didn't have nothing. They just had one little youngin' over there, a little lad with his dinner. His lunch or whatever you want to call it. And he had a few fish and loaves. And Jesus got a hold of that, blessed God, and fed 5,000 at one time. You say, but he can't do that now. No, but he can heal. Now, why does these fellas want to get on there and say, he can heal you, but you better put up some stuff? Well, honey, listen, if God's real and God's so and God is, and I'm glad, I mean, we're by the brook. This is Brookside. Somebody said, why'd you name it Brookside? I said, because there's a brook behind it. That's where Elijah got. And bless God, he stayed there. And the Lord told Elijah, you go down to Brook Cherith and you stay there, and I'll send the ravens by. I'll feed you there. I'll feed you there. Now, if they'd have went off somewhere and went over here on the side of the mountain, and the ravens had come, they'd have left. They'd have just looked down there and said, well, he ain't here. Flew back and took it to something else. Probably. But he fed Elijah at the brook. I got to get off my that, get on to my sermon. Holy Ghost said, or Jesus said, I'll pray the Father. Now, this is three different people here. The Father and the Son's doing the talking. Said, I'll send you another comforter. Somebody to help you when you're hurting. Are you listening? Oh, he ain't down here to tell you how come you to get like that. He's down here to tell you, I'm here to get you out of it. He's down here to tell you, hey, I know you're mean. I know you're sorry. And I know the flesh got in control. I know all of that. But you see, Jesus died for you. And he sent me back down here to help you. Now he done went and took all of his blood, sprinkled it around the mercy seat. And he couldn't be down here everywhere at one time. But he sent me so I could be. Why you say he can't be everywhere at once? You ever been anywhere yet? Have you ever been anywhere that the Holy Ghost wasn't, that God's presence wasn't? If you get to praying, son, or get to needing him, he's there. I went all the way to Germany, got over there and got shot down on the battlefield, and trying to run from God, trying to Jonah. I'd bought my ticket and done went on, buddy. Government was paying for it, of course, but I got my ticket and I was gone. I wasn't going to preach. There ain't no way you're going to get me to preach. That's been a long time ago, you know. I got called when I was 17. But in 1945, April the 13th, God came by. Let one of them Germans throw a hand grenade and knock me plumb out. I went 200, at least 200 feet back in the air. I could see my gun going through there. I seen myself turning flips up there in the air. You say, well, I don't believe all that. I don't care what you believe. I was there. Got a hand grenade, 29 holes in my leg and one in my head. Now that in my head ain't bothering me too much. It's behind my ear. Glad it didn't get between my eyes like some of you got something wrong with you there. But I mean, it's back behind my ear, and sometimes it hurts, but it's still there about like a dime, piece about like a dime. And I reached up there and got a handful of blood, and that blood will change you, honey. It sure will. His blood makes you free, but my blood caused me to see. if you don't get something done, you're going to die right here on this battlefield. And I said, God, I'll preach. Yeah, buddy. You let me go home, I'll preach. Just get me out of here, I'll preach. And boy, I mean, it wasn't 2 seconds, didn't seem like, till I saw American troops coming. They relieved me. They got to shooting at them, took the fire off of me. Ain't they glad? I mean, the devil, sometimes when the Holy Ghost comes up, he gets the one, the devil gets a shooting at him, leaves me laying out there, and he's still talking to me. He said, don't worry about it. I'm a spirit. They can't shoot me. Don't worry about it. I'm the Holy Spirit. I'm the Holy Ghost. They can't do nothing to me. And bless God, I'm glad he's here to comfort me. I got to hurry. But listen, I got about 3 or 4 more verses of scripture I'd like to read to you, but if I've got time to do it. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. Thank God, isn't that good? You don't have to go to school. You don't have to buy no books. You don't have to go nowhere to get nothing. Said when he's come, he'll teach you all things. And said not only that, but he'll bring things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. And he'll bring things to your remembrance. You just need him. And I mean, when you get old like I am and you can't remember, you need the Holy Ghost more than you ever did to bring to your memory. I mean, to bring things up to you so you can remember it. I got to hurry on, but I want to read chapter 15 now and verse 26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall do what? Testify of me. He'll always be a bragging on Jesus. He'll never brag on Pentecost. He'll never brag on what he done over at Pentecost. He'll brag on Jesus. He'll say, you got the best Savior and the best Father and the best God that anybody ever had. And don't you ever let anybody talk you out of it. Now that's what he's going to tell you. When he comes, he'll testify of Jesus. And he's going to tell the truth about Jesus. He ain't going to lie on him like this outfit does. I mean, he'll tell you that your sins are gone. I mean, he'll say the blood of Jesus Christ, God said, cleanses from all sin. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. He'll tell you that your sins are forever as far as the east is from the west. He'll tell you that. He'll tell you that your sins are gone. Not under the blood, gone. And he'll tell you that God, your Father, can't remember where they are. He'll testify of me. Then he'll tell you that this son Jesus will never leave you. He'll hang with you. Well, you say, but if you live right, he ain't got nothing to do with that. Bless God, this living right's a bunch of baloney. Ain't nobody ever done it. Peter said our fathers didn't do it, and we can't do it. And why are we trying to get these Gentiles to do it? Well, my God, if it never has been done, why don't you shut up about how good you're living? Why don't you shut up about all this good stuff you're doing? And why don't you just shut up and hang it up and brag on Jesus what he's done, what he's doing, what he's able to do, what he's going to do, what he can do. But we say, well, he'll do it if we live right. Yeah. Jesus, I mean, that Holy Ghost said, he'll tell you about it. He'll testify of Jesus. He'll testify. Let me read it again. And the Bible said, and the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. He'll tell you the Father so loved you that he gave his Son. He'll tell you the Son loved you good enough to die for you. And the Son has never hurt anybody. And the Father's never hurt anybody. And the Holy Ghost has never. Well, you say, who's done all the killing? Well, great Lord, dummy. Who do you reckon? Amen. The devil.
Amen.
Sure he did. He's killed. Oh, Lord. If you don't live right, the Lord will take your baby. Be a good place for it to go. But he ain't going to take it because you don't live right. That'd be two folks paying for one sin. See, Jesus done paid for all of yours. And if your youngin' had to pay for all of yours, or any of yours, or one speck of yours, or one sin, if them little babies there, any of these little babies had to pay for your sin, bless God, he'd be collecting twice. And if you've got a God like that and you preach like that, you ought to be tucked out somewhere in cowhiding. You don't know what I'm talking about. That's cow whip, horse whip, any kind of whipping you want to give them. Kick them like a dog. They ought to be. They're out there dumb dogs that can't bark. Out there telling folks, oh, but you better be scared of God. I don't think you ought to be scared of God. He didn't give you the spirit of fear, but of love and a sound mind. You say, but I just do anything I want to. If you don't love him no better than that, you've been doing it, go ahead. Amen. He still loves you. Amen. He don't quit loving you because you ain't got sense enough to love him. He loves you because he's God. And you ought to love him because you're saved. You ought to love him because you ain't going to hell. You ought to love him because he came by and done the big job that ought to have been done for you. You ought to love him. And you ought to let the Holy Ghost brag on him. And he will. I got one more. Got time for me to read it? If I can find it, what to do with it? But nevertheless, verse 7 of chapter 16. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. I thank God that the Holy Ghost. I'm glad that Jesus said, I'm going to tell you the truth. Now, he's about the only fellow that will tell you the truth. I mean, you can say what you want to. Rest of us is a bunch of liars. They say, oh, Clinton. I heard him saying on the TV, Clinton lied. My God, if he's the only one, shoot him. But everybody else is a liar. God said, let God be true and every man a liar. You say, I ain't lying. You're lying now.
Amen.
You say, well, I'm right. You're crazy. I'll let you go in a minute. Some of them done leaving. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. Amen. He ain't coming to the world. He's coming to the saints of God, to the children of God. And then he said, "But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he's come, he will reprove the world of sin." Not you, the world. You're not in the world. You might be messing with it, but you're not of it. You're in it, but you're not of it. He'll reprove the world of sin because they don't believe in me. That's the biggest sin, number one. The sin of unbelief sends everybody to hell that's going to hell. And if God is going to kill any of you, he's going to kill you for unbelief. But thank God he's not in that killing business. I'm glad he let them poor preachers that preach that junk and poor dudes that pay the bills to get it preached to them. I'm glad he's letting all of you live. I appreciate God being good. I mean, I am glad he's good. I am glad he's good. God is so good. And he is so great. And I praise him for it. Let's stand. Come back to the service tonight.